Trump told British Prime Minister Keir Starmer that his help is not needed in the war against Iran on Saturday, saying, "We don't need people that join wars after we've already won." The president essentially told Starmer, "Thanks, but no thanks," for considering sending the United Kingdom's two active aircraft carriers to the Middle East to help the US and Israel with Operation Epic Fury. Trump posted the following on Truth Social about it. "The United Kingdom, our once great ally, maybe the greatest of them all, is finally giving serious thought to sending two aircraft carriers to the Middle East. That's okay, Prime Minister Starmer. We don't need them any longer, but we will remember. We don't need people to join wars after we've already won." President Donald J. Trump. His post came shortly after the BBC reported the HMS Prince of Wales was placed on advanced readiness and could be deployed in a matter of days. The UK has been reluctant to back the US attacks on Iran so far. British Secretary of State for Defence John Hay has declined, multiple times, to say whether his country supported the US and Israel's strikes earlier this week. Starmer said his country would allow the US to use certain British military bases after initially blocking the Trump administration from doing so last week. Trump's post on Saturday comes a week after joint US-Israeli strikes killed Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei and dozens of other leaders from its theocratic regime. The president said on Friday, "There will be no peace deal with Iran until there is an unconditional surrender, and the country selects a great and acceptable leader, or leaders. Their army is gone. Their navy is gone. Their communications are gone. Their leaders are gone. Two sets of leaders are gone. They're down to their third set," he said. "Their air force is wiped out entirely. Other than that, they're doing very well." Israeli President Isaac Herzog told Fox News on Saturday, he does not anticipate Israeli troops landing in Iran, and he said he does not expect an American invasion, either.